Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm your host, John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. Today, you are more connected than ever, and whether it's your friends, your family, or your life, Renaissance understands how you bank, offering you the mobile banking services that you need. Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renaissance has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. We've got two terrific guests today. Howard Page, he's with Team Logic IT, and Tommy Heaton, an old friend. He's been on our show before. He's with the SBDC at GSU. And if you don't know what all those initials are, stand by. We'll get to that. But first, Howard Page, Team Logic IT. Howard, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. So for those that don't know Team Logic IT, give them a little overview of who you are and what you do.
So Team Logic IT is a group of about 170 offices around the U.S., and I am the owner of the Midtown Atlanta location. So we specialize in IT services, but if you really boil it down, and as you and I were talking before we went on the air, what we focus on is keeping businesses running and the technology side of that specifically. Tommy will talk some more about keeping things running through cash flow. We don't help as much with that.
Well, but you've got a really hot button issue when it comes to keeping folks going, because we read all the time about, in fact, I was just reading here last week about some kid, and he literally was a kid, who had hacked into all these different high schools to get all the records on his fellow students and grades and what have you. And he'd done this across the country. This is happening to businesses.
It is. And a lot of times we'll talk with a small business owner and their comment will be, well, nobody's targeting me. And the answer is, you're right. They're not. They're targeting everybody. I can show you, John, yep, within 30 minutes how to do a phishing campaign and buy, let's say, 1 million email addresses, send them out, and some percentage of people will click on that. You'll then encrypt all the files on their drives and sit back and wait for them to pay you money. I mean, it's that simple that a small business is truly collateral damage, but it doesn't matter when you're the person being damaged that it wasn't intended for you.
Sure.
And the statistic is probably 60% of small businesses that get hit with something like a ransomware attack that takes them out for a week or two or three go out of business within 6 months.
Wow. You were telling me before we came on the air about a CPA firm that had, I guess, we've been using some software in the cloud. Tell a little bit about that story, if you would.
Sure. A CPA firm was using a third-party tool. It wasn't any nationally known one, but it was a fairly well large company. And that company in the cloud had all of their data hit by a ransomware attack, which meant not only all of the online data, but all of their backups were encrypted. And it took that company around 2 weeks to get everything restored. So the CPA firm literally laid people off for 2 weeks and said, go home. There's nothing for you to do. And that's why most businesses end up going out of business, because during that 2 weeks, depending on what your business is, your clients go somewhere else.
Sure.
Your reputation's been damaged. You're no longer as reliable as you were, and they don't come back. So now you're starting again from ground zero, but now you have all the infrastructure you've built up to handle your customer base, and your customer base drops by 50%. A lot of times that can end up poorly.
Yeah, I think your customer base dropping by 50% usually ends up poorly, for sure. Howard Page, he's the owner of Team Logic IT in the Atlanta Midtown area. Now, Howard, we were talking again before we came on the air about your decision-making process. You looked at a lot of different franchises. You came out of corporate like a lot of folks have here in Atlanta, formed your own business, started your own business. Of all the bazillion franchises out there, why Team Logic IT?
After my stint in corporate America as a salesperson, I had my own startup for a while and decided that I needed something with a little more structure to it. And so I actually worked with a franchise. I call them headhunters. I guess they have a more formal name than that. But they looked at a bunch of ideas based on what I told them I liked and what I wanted to do and the results of the personality tests that I took. And it was pretty clear of the ones that they thought I should look at, the team logic was number one on the list. So it leverages my sales background, and I am a homegrown geek at heart. So I like working with the technology as well.
Now, I'm always curious about what has surprised you versus, you know, the expectations you have when you go into any business. You know, what are some of the surprises you've run into now that you've your business is up and going for a while?
My biggest surprise is how underserved my clients have been by their previous, whoever it was looking after their technology. They just don't show up and ask questions about what the business is doing. In the last four clients that I brought on, I've probably saved them collectively $2,500 a month on their bills.
Wow.
Sometimes it's a phone bill, and phones are a great example of technology that changes so quickly that you can reduce costs dramatically by redoing that. But it's been other things as well. But it's all it takes is someone going in, looking around and saying, why do you do this way? In fact, I put into all of my contracts that we will come on site once a month. I don't want to get so far away from my clients that we don't see what's going on. And the other part kind of comes from my background in sales. Whenever I've been at a customer site talking with them, every single time they'll say, you know, Howard, I wasn't going to say anything because it's not that big a deal. But since you're here, and they'll ask me a question. Mm. And sometimes it's a pretty important question. They just didn't think it was worth bothering me. For some reason, they thought I had more important things to do. So the other part of the, I guess it's part of the philosophy of management by walking around, is making sure that we're on site regularly talking to our clients so that they can share anything that they want us to know about. Or we'll go find out about it ourselves.
Yeah, when it comes to IT, a lot of folks don't know the right questions or issues to focus on, right?
Absolutely not. And then I would argue they shouldn't need to know what they are. They should focus on running their business and tell us what they need, and we'll go figure out the technology behind it. We just had a call this morning with one of my clients that's going back and forth between what cloud service should they use for file sharing.
Gotcha.
And the answer is, we'll figure it out.
Sure. Sure. That's why you have us to help you, right?
Correct.
We're speaking with Howard Page, and he's the owner of TeamLogic IT Atlanta Midtown. Give us an idea of who are best fit customers for you, Howard.
Because we're part of, I think I said 170 offices around the U.S., our best clients are somewhere in the 20 to 50 employees that are spread across multiple locations or that have a lot of virtual employees. We've designed a package specifically for virtual employees that gets them what they need, which is basically connectivity to the internet and privacy and security all baked into one package. But obviously, we can handle physical sites as well, the infrastructure, as I call it. But having, if you have 30 or 40 employees, I would argue you're wasting money spending it on a full-time IT person. Much better spent on having us do it. Because the reality is probably 80% of the work we do is remote. We don't have to physically go on site to do a lot of the things we do now. In fact, we can actually turn off your router remotely today. We don't have to go tell somebody, and it's happened before, Joe, climb up on that ladder and reach in the back and tell me how many plugs you see. Mm-hmm. Oh, the one on the left, unplug that. And those stories are out there. They don't happen with us. They tell us what's going on. We hit a button, cycle power, and things go. But having said that, that 20% of the time on site is now becomes much more important.
Now, if you go and hire your own IT person, first of all, you got to find that person. And if you hire that person, you're really committed to that individual, and you're kind of at their mercy. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
As opposed to, I mean, you got to make sure they show up. If they don't show up, then that's a problem.
It can be. And then there are a number of instances I've heard from other owners where, in one particularly, they literally were opening their doors the very first day. Some guy walked by the office and said, my IT guy quit. I'm hiring you. I'm never hiring another IT person again. Because with IT, with TeamLogic IT, they get a group of people.
Right.
Even here in Atlanta, we have 8 or 9 engineers that work amongst the offices. So as I tell my clients, you're never without technology coverage.
Yeah, you were explaining this to me, not just as it relates to the Atlanta market, but your clients that have issues outside of this market, because of that multi-office network across the country, you're able to bring resources to bear wherever your client is.
That's correct. Yeah, I was telling you about one of my clients who had a consulting gig in New York City, Manhattan. The laptop keyboard broke. They called me up and I said, well, you're in luck. We have an office in downtown Manhattan and they can come pick up the laptop, replace the keyboard and get it back to you the same day. So that's very hard to do for most managed service providers or IT service providers in Atlanta, but it's pretty easy for me to do. And I also do work in Seattle on a regular basis.
And I think there's some advantages that you're offering because you've got this big, corporate umbrella behind you in terms of the resources you can bring to bear on a client.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we bring to bear is we do have a chief technology officer that works for TeamLogic and is out there looking at technology and helping us avoid jumping on the bandwagon too soon. They also do a very good job of negotiating pricing so we can usually get better pricing for our clients as well.
Good stuff. Howard Page. He's with TeamLogic IT in Atlanta Midtown. So do you have particular verticals that you work with, or is it more size of the company that's more of a fit for you?
Size is probably the number one differentiator, but the number two thing is because my background is in security and information security and cybersecurity specifically, I like compliance. So doctors, lawyers, the whole medical institution.
You're HIPAA compliant then.
So indeed, we know how to handle HIPAA and we know how to spell HIPAA with 2 A's, not 2 P's.
And actually make sure your clients avoid big penalties.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. We follow that along. And as I said, it's not a requirement. It's kind of the cherry on top if they're a 20 to 40 person firm that is also HIPAA or PCI compliant concerns. That's something we can do probably better than anyone else.
And the PCI compliant piece relates to credit card processing.
That's
correct.
The payment card industry, bane of everyone's existence until it works the way it's supposed to, and in which case it's everyone's friend.
And you being an ex-corporate guy, you would appreciate this. I mean, there are a lot of folks that come out of corporate, they don't understand a lot of these issues, right? So it's really important to get not just your son-in-law that knows how to work on a computer, but someone who's really got experience across a wide range of technology and security issues.
There's no true qualifications for being an IT person, a technician. A lot of times they're self-taught. So the fact is that with TeamLogic, we have engineers that work in my group. We have other engineers that work in Atlanta. And then we have, I think the last count was around 500 around the U.S., and we're regularly in contact with them asking about, have you seen this problem before? Have you worked with this product? We just had a group that was talking to a country club, and it turns out we've got a number of TeamLogics that work with country clubs. So they know what it takes to support a country club, and I can pull on all of that knowledge.
Great. Howard Page, he's with TeamLogic IT. So Howard, for those that have heard something that rings a bell for them, maybe they're thinking they need to be in touch because they need some help. How do they do that?
Well, you can always do the old-fashioned way with a phone call. I know that's a little unusual, but 770-450-0910 is the phone number. If you'd like to send me an email, it's hpage@teamlogicit.com. And, of course, the website is teamlogicit.com. Probably the simplest way is to go there, find a location, and click on the Atlanta Midtown location. The actual website is a little bit longer to say on the radio.
Sure. Sounds great. Howard Page, he's with TeamLogic IT, the Atlanta Midtown office. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So, folks, if you need some other kind of help, that is help with the headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, well, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, it's your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. I just had coffee with S.E. this morning, and she is terrific. So, folks, I would like to bring in Tommy Heaton. Tommy's an old friend of our show and old friend of mine. He's with the Small Business Development Council at Georgia State University. That's what all those initials stood for.
It's a mouthful, that's for sure. thanks, John. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Glad to have you again. And you'll be able to tell us what you do in a shorter amount of time than I could say all that, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
So we do refer to ourselves by the initials sometimes, and people ask questions, what do you guys do? So the SBDC, we're a support arm because we're funded through the SBA, but of course we operate at the state level, and it makes sense to feed through the university system and their community outreach program. So you're going to find an SBDC office wherever you are in the state of Georgia. In fact, there are 17 offices. Just so happens that I work out of the Georgia State office, and for lack of a better way to describe it, but we cover Fulton County. We know Fulton County is a strange animal. So it stretches from the airport all the way up to where we are today in Alpharetta, and then a little bit further than that. So
right.
Fulton County necessitates that, you know, we cover a lot of ground. For example, we've got an office downtown on the campus of Georgia State, but I also have an office here in Alpharetta. And so for our North Fulton businesses, I want them to know today that we can serve them where they are. We don't have to have them do the drive downtown. We can meet them here. I like to say, I know every Starbucks from Sandy Springs to Windward Parkway.
Yeah. Well, so there's never a lack of a meeting spot for
that's,
sure.
That's true.
Yeah. So, and I know one of your areas of focus, you do a lot with SBDC, but one of your areas of focus is financing.
That's true. I mean, at the SBDC, we help companies get started from nothing. Oftentimes, but we also work with mature companies at any level of maturity where they are. We categorize them from small business on up, and that may be they need marketing assistance. It may be that they want to get into the government procurement space or put together a proposal for work with a large corporation, which, you know, there are nuances that go with that, as you know, in your work, John.
Sure, absolutely.
And then you're correct. One of my focuses is on helping businesses navigate the capital process. So one of the classes I've taught before is helping businesses get bank ready. And that it says what it implies is a lot of folks just don't know how to navigate that process. And it's very, very different from the retail process, the commercial process.
For sure.
What I'm talking about. So it would be very common for our good, in fact, Renaissance has been a great partner where we are today, where we're broadcasting from today. Renaissance has been a great partner. John Daly's team at SBA office, they will call us, just typical. They will call us to say, hey, we've got somebody we want to take a look at helping them out from a banking standpoint. Can you help them out by putting together a package of financials? That is typical. It would also be typical for the company themselves, before they reach out to a prospective lender, to meet with me, and we sit down, talk about where they've been and where they think they're going. Because when you have a credit event like what we're talking about, it changes the complexity of the organization. We want to make sure that folks don't get, one of the ways they get into trouble is too much debt. We want to be sure we don't get get them there. We also want to be sure that we get their batting average up when it comes to talking to banks and improve their likelihood of success. And that's something that the SBDC, that's really one of the reasons why we exist.
And you're a recovering banker, Tommy. Yes, so absolutely. you bring real world experience to the table there.
Yes, thank you for saying that. I like to tell people that I work for a large bank, a bank we've all heard of. I've worked for a community bank, and I've also worked for a private equity group that wasn't subject to a lot of the regulations. And so I've seen the creative process, but I've also seen, sometimes it may make sense for one of my clients to send them to a small bank just because I know they need that level of hand-holding customization that a large bank may or may not be willing to provide.
Sure.
And other times, if you've got somebody who is I know there's going to be competition for their business, especially I have a lot of clients that are doctors. And so sometimes it may make sense for a doctor, a professional like that, to talk to a Bank of America or a SunTrust or some of these larger banks. It really kind of falls on me to talk to them, spend some time with them, and figure out, okay, I think I know the right folks that we want to put you in front of. So that's where I think my experience comes in to help these people.
And I want to come back around to something you mentioned earlier, that you work with businesses of all sizes and ages. So I think some folks have a perception that SBDC is only for folks that are just starting their business.
I think you're right. And we're really trying to get the word out that that is not what we do. In fact, it's only about 25%. Of people we call them, I can see it on our database now, we call them pre-ventures. Only about 25% of our clients are categorized as pre-ventures. The rest are established businesses. Some of them professionally managed businesses. So I'm thinking of a client now that's looking at an aggressive expansion program. They're in Buckhead and they're wanting to move and really, really kind of do something bold that's going to quadruple their income. And they've been around since 1972.
Oh, wow.
So that's one example. I'm still seeing a ripple effect of companies that have recovered from events of 10 years ago, but are still, living tight business lives. So, and they're wondering if now isn't the time to try and get some equity somewhere, leverage some asset, or get their hands on some cash so they can feel like that they're not treading water any longer. We're still seeing a little bit of a residual of that, especially in construction-related type businesses. So I haven't seen an industry a size or life cycle that we haven't been able to at least add some value, provide a listening ear to.
Tommy, you and I serve on a committee together at the chamber, and one of the things that came out, you mentioned this when we were meeting last week or whenever it was, that a majority of businesses that have had record growth in the last 18 months end up in bankruptcy. Did I get that right?
Well, let me couch that just slightly. So in our Growth Smart class, I'm going to talk about that in a second.
Yeah, please.
Dr. Bonaparte, who facilitates that class, was mentioning that companies that do go bankrupt, you go back and look at their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Within 18 months of that bankruptcy event, the majority of them have experienced record growth, which speaks to the way that we get excited. It's human nature to, sure, to try and take advantage of a great marketplace when we can. One of those things includes overhiring, taking on too much debt, maybe buying too much building or renting too much space. But all of these things, if we know if we've invested in any market of any kind, whether it's a private equity or a publicly traded equity, that you don't want to buy high, right? and you don't want to catch your own company on the high side and think that this is going to continue forever. But that is true. That is an unfortunate thing, that companies that go bankrupt, they look back and they say, man, I didn't see it coming, because we just experienced record growth within the last year and a half.
Wow, that's a striking and sobering stat, particularly in these times when everything's going great, right? I mean, for certainly the economy here in Atlanta, a lot of the small business market is doing well for the most part, and folks are optimistic. That's a real warning sign.
Yeah, it is. And that's why we encourage folks who are in business now to take advantage of any of the things that we offer.
Sure.
Our bread and butter is one-on-one consulting. And there is no charge to the community for that. We're funded through the university system, through the SBA. And so we like to think that that's a wonderful service that we offer the citizens of Georgia. The other thing that we do that is not, it's not free. There's oftentimes a fee associated with it, but we do continuing education. So we have a class on starting a business, writing a business plan, and it's just incumbent on us to make sure companies, even when they're going through this period of growth, to be sure that before they enter into a large decision that's going to change the shape of their company, that they seek out some wise counsel. I mean, I think that's true of anyone. I wanted to mention, if I could, John.
Yeah, but I want to say one thing real quickly before you do that, because I do want to get to your Grow Smart program. But just to be clear, folks, that you can access the expertise of an experienced mentor like Tommy Heaton at no cost to you. Now, for these tight small business owners out there, and I claim that I'm probably one of them too, you can actually get some great advice and counsel if you're thinking about a big decision, and being a small business owner is probably the loneliest place in the world, and that's not a place to make a big decision sometimes, right?
That's absolutely correct. Now, I think a lot of times that actually works against us because people think, well, it must not be worth anything. But on my team, so you've heard me describe what I know about banking and finance, but we've got I've got a colleague who's an expert in procurement. I've got a colleague who owns her own small business, and I probably shouldn't name it on the air, but y'all would recognize the name of it. It's an old family company. She's sort of our marketing guru. Her name's Anna Brumby, and she and I work together a lot. So when I'm at our North Fulton Chamber, I say, guys, if you need capital, call me. If you need help with marketing, call me. And if you just want to have coffee with somebody who does nothing every day but talk to other small businesses, call me. Because I think there's value in that, in learning what's going on out there, what other people are seeing. There's no shortage of stories, believe me.
For sure.
One thing that I met with a gentleman yesterday with a PhD, and he's got a very sophisticated business. And I mentioned some of these folks. The thing that is so striking to me is the lack of financial sophistication out there, even among business owners. And I think, and I know John has seen this, I think we run into what we run into is people who, whenever somebody says they're not really sure they want to share their income statement, it's because they don't know how to speak the language and they're embarrassed by it.
Or because they've got receipts in a shoebox. But anyway, well, that's another subject, right?
I've seen that too. Yeah. I've seen financials written on a napkin. And that's a true story.
Right. But now you've got a program that if folks feel like maybe learning their financials and other aspects of their business is something they really need to have a deep dive into, you've got a Grow Smart program that you'd like to share with us.
Right. Real quick. So I call this our little mini MBA. And it begins, it's a Grow Smart program. We do it a couple times a year. It's the best thing we do from a continuing education standpoint. And it actually kicks off in about a month, September 19th. That's a Thursday. And then if you want to check it out, check out more detail, it's on our website. Can I say our website?
Please do.
www.georgiasbdc.org. So what you're going to find if you navigate to the Grow Smart page, it kicks off on September 19th, and then it's the 26th, and it gets into October. But it's a 5-week commitment, one day per week, and it really is cool to see folks who, and you and I have some friends who've been through the program.
We do, yeah, and I've heard great things from those folks.
Yeah, and so it is. I cannot recommend that enough. But we only allow one business per industry, because we don't want there to be competitors. And that's the only reason I would encourage people to go ahead and fill out the registration if they feel like they want to take advantage of it. And if you have any questions about that, I'm going to give out our phone number too.
Yeah, please.
Like Howard did. The phone still works. So it's area code 404-413-7830.
That's great. Tommy Heaton, he's with the Small Business Development Corporation?
Center,
thank you.
Yep.
At Georgia State University, I'm ready to say SBDC, right?
Yep.
But lots of great information, resources. Please call, take advantage. We'll have the website in the show notes for folks that are accessing us there. So we look forward to getting the good word out about what you do. And thanks for what you do, by the way.
Thank you very much. And again, thanks for having us.
It's great to have you here again. So, folks, a reminder that you can listen to this show every Tuesday morning. And if you miss any of our live shows, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify. I could keep going, but Spreaker's another one out there that this show is carried on. But we're out on your favorite podcast aggregator. You can also go to NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com. Find our archive of shows there. We're up to almost 160 shows and 360 or 70 guests that we've had over the last 3.5 years. We follow the businesses in North Fulton like no one else. If you want to connect with us on social media, whether that's LinkedIn, Facebook, or Twitter, we're at North Fulton BRX on any of those platforms. So for our guest, Howard Page with TeamLogic IT, Tommy Heaton with the SBDC at GSU, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Renaissance Rewards Extra is the checking account that checks all the boxes. Roadside assistance? Check. Cell phone insurance? Check. More than 400,000 local shopping discounts? Check. Up to $25 per month in ATM refunds and a great rate? Check. All in an easy-to-use mobile app. To open an account or find out more about Renaissance Rewards Extra Checking, go to renaissancebank.com or visit us at any of our more than 190 locations throughout the South. Renaissance Bank. Understanding you. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.